I just watched the monologue of Kamala Harris and the filibustering she did in what was supposed to be an interview. And, Bret Baier conducted himself as a gentleman. And I want to compliment him for his civility. She came across as a rude, fill in the blank, whatever you want to call her, but she was extremely rude. He was extremely patient. And I'm going to get into some things that she said in the debate. This will be a real short broadcast, okay? But I want to be on the record about what I saw and what I said and how I think this is going to affect the race going forward. Anyway, you know who I am, Dave Hodges. You know what we do here. We're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Again, I'm please asking you, get people to vote early. You need to vote early. And we're going to briefly cover this debate. But first, I want to let you know that we are brought to you by Noble Gold, and I'm really pushing Noble Gold hard right now. For what you get and what you'll save, the cost of being involved is minuscule. In fact, my wife and I are going to have a dinner discussion tonight about what's our next move because we have different things we're involved in. Sometimes money comes in, and we got to decide how we want to allocate it. And right now, Noble Gold is going to be our number one topic of discussion tonight at dinner. I have never dealt with a company that has so much integrity. I have never dealt with a company that cares about the people and doing the right thing for the people and never pressuring people to close a deal. Never. In fact, I wish they'd push a little harder. Okay, should I ask anything else? Okay, well, I'd like to close the deal now. And I'm serious. That's typically what I have to do. So, what I want you to do is to see how you can convert your retirement if you have it in the bank and they can take it. Dodd-Frank 2010, they can seize it. You're an unsecured creditor by law. And if they start to fail, guess what they're going to do? 1929 all over again. I want you to talk to Noble Gold if you have a retirement about what you can do. You'll back it with gold and silver and get away from the dollar. You'll own it. So you can't lose it and it won't depreciate because gold and silver are appreciating assets. That's not going to change. So what are we going to do? You're going to get a hold of Noble Gold. How are you going to do it? You're going to go to DaveHodgesGold.com and you're going to fill out one line, your email. Name is optional. We don't sell your data. I promise. I could care less about that. I'm not Facebook. And then you'll instantly get a small prospectus written in layman's terms that'll reiterate in more detail what I've told you. So you have a good idea what you're talking about. And then Noble Gold's number is on there and you'll call Noble Gold. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you there's no guarantees. And we agree with giving that warning. I mean, some unforeseen thing could happen. Now, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years of, and I've been a paid advertiser for eight. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm telling you that you need to do this quickly because I think major poop is going to happen between now and the election. Get your ducks in order. They can also help you with your bank account too. Don't leave it in there and lose it. All right. My takeaway on the debate. Kamala Harris came in with a strategy. If he asks you any questions that make you uncomfortable, and clearly all of them did, then just attack Donald Trump. And it was one insult after another, insult, insult, insult. And she kept going back to all these people don't like Donald Trump. They were in his administration and they called him out and blah, 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 blah. Okay, we've all heard that before. The thing is a lot of people she mentioned were signatories to a document that said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinfo. And that also, too, when Trump was in office, he fired a lot of these people. And Bret Baier missed the boat there. He should have said, he said, didn't he fire these people? Of course, they have revenge on their mind and put her back on her heels. He asked her about the border. It's Donald Trump's fault for the bill. Well, he mentioned people, Bret Baier mentioned people that were killed by illegal immigrants very early in her administration. And she kept referring to the bill. And he says, no, the bill that you're talking about came much later, where Bret Baier missed the boat, but he had a hard time getting a word in edgewise. And I'd have said, just a minute, Madam Vice President, this is an interview, not for you to monologue. You need to answer succinctly because we have a lot to cover in the limited time your people have given us, which was about 20 minutes. Can you believe that? 20 minutes. She goes on Oprah for an hour and a half. 60 minutes. Well, 60 minutes. Just, you get what I'm saying. And what he should have said was, please stop filibustering. And she wouldn't even let him finish a question. And she went off on the board. It's Donald Trump's fault. What have you done in the last 3.5 years? How many people do you think you have released on catch and release in the United States? And she refused to answer the question. Well, Donald Trump, everything was Trump, Trump, Trump. Talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Tell me, why do people trust the economy in Trump's hands more than you, according to the polls? Well, because it's not supposed to be easy. What? I mean, it was a word salad. I couldn't even tell you the rest because I didn't follow her. I couldn't follow her. It's not supposed to be easy running for president. Well, he just asked you why. Because are you calling the American people stupid? Because she said Donald Trump's deranged. He's this, he's that, he's a tyrant. He's going to use the military to throw people in jail. Yes, she actually said that. She actually said that, people. I wanted to pull my hair out when I heard this. It was Joe Biden on September 1st, 2022, that said MAGA, domestic terrorists. And that brings in the NDAA when you use that term domestic terrorist. And that means no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. It's straight to jail or worse. Yeah, exactly. That was in her administration. Her boss made those statements. And then he asked her the best question of all. You were asked on another interview, and I think it was CBS, what would you do different from Joe Biden? And her original answer on the CBS interview last week was, I really can't think of anything I would do different. That's a quote. And Brett Baer said, do you still stick with that answer? And here's what she said. I'm not Joe Biden. Whoa. Did I just hear a rift? Because he threw her under the bus with North Carolina and Ron, or excuse me, Florida and Ron DeSantis. DeSantis working well with me. I'm the president. I gave him my personal number. He's doing a great job for his people. And then she went off on DeSantis on the same day. I think this was her revenge. I'm not Joe Biden. Well, wait a minute. Kamala, when did you first notice Joe was having problems? You said he could run circles around people. You said that right before the debate in which he exited. How do you answer your critics when they say, when did you know? And she just said, well, he was very good from the start to the finish, and I was in the room for most of the major decisions. And what? Huh? And we're doing things that Donald Trump won't do for the American people. You get the idea. This interview was a nothing burger. The only criticism I have, Brett Baer is the most liberal left-leaning guy that they have on Fox for a major position. But I thought he handled himself pretty well. I don't have any major criticisms. I don't have any personality flaws that he exhibited. In fact, I think he was too polite. He should have slammed the door and just said, we're here to do an interview and you won't even let me finish a question. So she made campaign speeches. I just thought I'd share. That was my takeaway. Now, here's the end of the sharing. What's going to be the impact? Nothing. Nothing. You know, she chose Brett Baer. This is what I found out. What if Jesse Waters had been there? And she got excited and tried to yell over him. She got angry. Remember how Trump got mad in the debate? She showed the same level of anger, too. She didn't pull any undecided voters in, I promise you. And anyone with an IQ over room temperature was not swayed by her because she the only policy she mentioned, and it was an answer to a question about immigration. Well, we're going to do this for the American people, blah, blah, blah. You got to shore up the border, but we're going to give them $25,000 as a down payment on their homes. By the way, no one gave me $25,000. And she st they stayed away from abortion. That was pretty interesting, too. That helped Trump, I think. I think that if there was any bias in Fox, they let her filibuster too long, but the bias was they didn't ask about abortion because she has a big lead in preferability, 56 to 40 on abortion. We have a lot of baby killers in our world. That's a fact. So anyway, that's the report here with the Common Sense Show. She did not win any independent voters. The door is open for Trump to show these independent voters, we will close the border. We will help the economy. We will bring jobs back with my tariff program because it's a carrot stick and they're going to take the carrot every time. So that's what he has to really focus on in the stretch. She did nothing to help herself but land insults. And quite frankly, I think people are sick of it. It's childish and immature, and people don't want to know how well you can insult your opponent. They want to know what you're going to do for them. And she failed miserably. See you back next time. Thanks for joining us. It's time that someone like me, like you, fact check the fact checkers. And in this particular report, we're going to talk about fact checkers and what I have surmised and just how accurate fact checkers have been on major events. And we're going to do that right here on the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by Nanosoma Spray and the Metasomer Gel, which is part of the Magic Dicol products under iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I'm just going to say this to you. You've heard, if you've listened to any length of time, my personal testimonials, and we're getting people that are writing to me. Some of them are private. Some actually go on the website and share their testimonials. But we're getting people who are just saying, Dave, I didn't have exactly what you had, but I had this, and now it's just like you said it would be. You're right, because the product, Nanosoma Spray, is generalized. It's meant to be maintenance, and you increase it when you get into trouble. The gel, well, cuts, burns, and you've heard me talk about my joints, my knees. Look, I don't want you to suffer in silence. This is the best thing that I have ever found, and I mean that sincerely. The best thing I've ever found. Now, the best prevention and treatment of disease and all-cause mortality is exercise. Number two, I believe, is what we've talked about here with the products at iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Don't suffer in silence. Check it out. Look at what the people are saying. Look at yourself and say, do I need help? Have I done everything I can do and it's not working? That's where I was at about 3.5 months ago. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I got a note from Facebook and they said, you have shared a photo that's been altered. They offered no proof. They didn't offer what the alteration was. And they said, and you're guilty of sharing it. Okay. Like a federal offense? Well, it might be in this government. But nonetheless, it started me thinking, who the hell are these fact checkers? Well, largely in the past, they have been George Soros operatives paid a fee to go in and debunk what it is that they don't want you to know. In fact, and I'll give some examples here in a minute, but a general operating principle that I live by is if I read something from a fact checker, ooh, that gets my attention. Because that tells me whatever they're fact checking is true. And you notice the fact checkers never validate something, particularly if it's negative towards the left. Never. Like there's nothing to ever validate from the left because they always tell the truth. It's only they validate when they are, let's put it this way, the accusations are flying. Okay. For example, I saw this with the validation. Carrie Lake was not offered a bribe to not run for the U.S. Senate by the GOP head at the time. Well, yes, she was. The tape played to this effect. Now, the chicken bleeper Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mays, she would never prosecute something like this because she's one of them. Right. She's part of the criminal cabal trying to overthrow this country. She's going after electors, for example. When you have a presidential election, you have two sets of electors, right? You have basically the Republican and the Democrat. So whoever wins, those electors get to cast the votes. She's prosecuting people for being Republican electors. And then the fact check said, that's not true. Well, yeah, I've seen the indictments. I've read them on the air. Oh my gosh. All right. Let me give you another fact checker. All right. Hunter Biden's laptop, that's not true. It doesn't exist. It's Russian disinfo. And we have all these intelligence officers that said this. The only thing that's true in that statement was intelligence officers said that, and they lied through their teeth, has now been proven in a court of law with sworn testimony. How about that, fact checkers? Sworn testimony. So who are we supposed to believe? The fact checkers are our lying eyes. And here's another thing you can see, but Google's in on this. Put a controversial allegation in, and you're more than likely on the first page, fact check, fact check, fact check, fact check, all denying it. And like I said, you never see confirmation to the hilt. The big guy, that's fact check disinformation. That's what they have said. That's what I've read. Biden never did any business with China. His kids never did any business with China, nor did his brother. Well, I saw the James Comer hearings. I don't know how to make it more clear. The FBI, fact checked, is not kicking in the doors of school board protesters. Oh, geez. I guess Sharona Bishop, featured in Police State, been on my show three times. I guess Sharona is lying. And her husband was forced out of his government job because of his wife's activism. I don't want my kids taught CRT. But they don't do that. The FBI doesn't do that. No. Here's another fact check one I just saw. The DOJ and Merrick Garland are not involved in the four trials going after Trump. So you have the number three man in justice, as I've covered, quits his job, goes to work for less than half the salary in the Manhattan DA's office under Alvin Bragg. Nothing going on there, is there? That was fact checked, and they said that's not true. But it's now been verified in Congress, in congressional hearings. Matthew Colangelo is the name of the man, and it's a fact. And Merrick Garland tried to act like, oh, I've heard of him. He's the number three guy. That'd be like the CEO not knowing who the CFO is. I mean, we have lies upon lies. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's some words of wisdom I'm going to leave you with. When you see fact checkers, YouTube, Facebook, Instagrunt, whenever you see these fact checkers, you can bet what they're disavowing is true because the fact checkers are propaganda artists designed to mold false beliefs. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we bring in an expert. They tell you about something that you may not know about, and then they tell you what you can do about it. There's no show like it. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. And a reminder, tonight at 9 Pacific, 11 Central, 12 on the East Coast, we are going to have a simulcast. We, Doug Thornton, American Vindicta Show, Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show, together with the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're going to be talking about developments in the Middle East that are critical, critical. We're on the edge of World War III. I mean, could this happen tomorrow? It could. It could happen tonight. Could happen next week, but it's coming and the Democrats need it. They're pushing it, they're forcing it because they know they can't win an election. They need any distraction they can get. All right, let's get down to business here. Our food supply is becoming greatly imperiled. And let me start with the elephant in the room and then I'll go to what's already existing. If we go to war, supply chain stops. It'll be disrupted. There'll be nothing. The stores will be empty immediately, maximum 3 days. But when the rioting starts, sometime in the first, second day, gone, gone. It's terrible. And most people have enough for a weekend. What you need, and you need to trust me on this, you need to have lots of storable food and storable water to go with it. Let me go through the dangers, okay? Forget the war. Leave the war out of it right now. Let's just get down to what we know. First of all, we already got a food crisis. One out of five Americans have what they call food insecurity. They're starving to death. They're malnourished. They're unhealthy. One out of five. I'm giving that one statistic where 82% of Americans dipped into their savings for everyday expenses. Oh, Kamala is going to save us from that. That's what she says. I'll help you with everyday items. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. She has no plan. Tell me how creating housing inflation with $25,000 for first-time buyers that you're paying for, taxpayers, that's inflationary. It'll drive the price of houses up, does nothing for the food supply. I could go on and on, but this is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, let's move on. Next one. Gates in China own a disproportionate amount of our food supply. Bill Gates, he's the largest farm holder in America. Is he on your side? Just ask the kids in the third world who, well, you can't ask a lot of them because they're dead. They took his polio vaccine. Then there's China. China, they'll be happy to develop food to feed to Americans in a crisis, won't they? Being sarcastic. Then there's programs going over the countryside. Right away projects, like the electrification project going through Arkansas that benefits nobody. Going through Missouri benefits nobody until it gets to home base, to the corporations in another state, and farmers aren't paid for their land. They're just having their land taken from them. Exactly. And there's no compensation. None. This is amazing. Okay. Anyway, forget the Fifth Amendment. It's affecting food supply. Oh, but you know what else is affecting food supply? Farm production, because of various reasons, onerous government interference, the 30-30 plan, all these other things we've talked about, carbon capture. Food production in America is down 7%. You say, well, that's not huge. Well, wait a minute. We already have 1 out of 5 Americans that have food insecurity. Now we throw this in on top of it, and you have these onerous programs taking away farmland. Then you got Gates in China. Do I have to say any more? Well, I do. There's one more thing left to talk about. The mafia head of the union, I'll stop there. This person of questionable background has said, no, we're going to give you this much of a raise, 61% raise over 5 years. Just don't go on strike now because it could affect Kamala from being elected if we go into economic turmoil. They put it off until January. The big elephant in the room has not been solved. It's AI replacing workers. And they're going to go on strike. And the AI is not ready to step in yet. It will take 4 or 5 days, and you'll start to notice it. A week, we'll have a catastrophe. A month, we ain't coming back from it. You understand what I'm telling you? Your food supply is in great, great, great danger. And then, of course, overarching all this is what Doug and I are going to talk about tonight on simulcast live streams. We'll be right here on our social media, which is Rumble. Doug will be doing his. And that again will be at 9 o'clock Pacific, 11 Central. Now, another issue. Do you have your storable food? Most of you don't. Do you not think it's a good idea after what you just heard? You could go to the grocery store and buy in bulk with what's on sale, but here's the problem. About a week, 2 weeks at the most into that, you're going to get sick of eating the same thing. And the research says you'll habituate to the food and you will stop eating and literally would die of malnutrition rather than keep eating the same thing. That's what we know. And the thing about My Patriot Supply, their food comes in diverse. Whatever. Beans, rice, pudding, spaghetti, hamburger, cross, and 2,000 calories plus per day. You go, that's a lot. Well, you're not eating to lose weight here. You're eating to survive at that point. So yeah, you're saying, well, what is Dan Bongino? He's ready to talk on your show, Dave. Yeah, let's listen to what Dan has to say. Then we'll follow that up with Glenn Beck.
Folks, there's an emergency right around the corner every single time. You trust the people in charge to tell you it's coming? I don't.
My family, we're going with My Patriot Supply.
Company I use, My Patriot Supply.
You need.
All right. That's what we're doing too. We're doubling down on our preparation as well, too, ladies and gentlemen. You need to hear what I'm telling you. And you need to take this to heart. There is a massive food shortage that's coming to this country, and it could materialize in many different ways. I've gone through some of the major ones in this report. You seriously need to go to preparewithdave.com, and they have over $500 of bonuses for 3 months supply. You need to do this now, not tomorrow, not the next day. You need to do this now. War is the doorstep. Right? We'll tell you how close it is tonight on our live stream at 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Central, midnight on the East Coast. Hey, look what we got here. You get 10 of these when you do a qualifying conversion with Noble Gold. That's Donald Trump silver 1 ounce coins. They're awesome. But anyway, let me get down to the point. This is not why I called you in here. The banks are going to fail. And there's no question the banks are going to fail. And in 1929, they kept everybody's money, including my mom's side of the family. They went from riches to rags overnight. I don't want that to happen to any of you. And even if you only got $500, $5,000, $5 million, you want to protect your nest egg, particularly if it's retirement-based. You need to put it in your name, out of the bank, back with gold and silver, which is an appreciating asset, as opposed to being backed up by the dollar, which is a depreciating, soon-to-fail asset. Noble Gold can do that for you. They can also do the same thing with your bank account that you're soon going to lose. So what are you going to do? Oh, by the way, Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can keep it. You're an unsecured creditor. That's a law. Dodd-Frank 2010. Well, Noble Gold can do all this for you. I've been a customer for 7 years, an advertiser for 8. Federal government wants me to tell you there's no guarantees. We agree with giving that warning because things can change, markets can change. But I've experienced stability with Noble Gold. I sleep better at night knowing that when the crash comes, I'm pretty well protected. Actually, I think I'm really well protected. What do you do? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out a free information packet and explain more in detail what Noble Gold does, and a number to call them at 877-646-5347. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. All right, I'm buried in snow here up to my waist. Oh, it's chilly. This is why I moved away from Colorado. And I'm glad I'm away from Aurora, my hometown, because who knows what TDA people I'd run into, but another story another time. What you're looking at here is Neutrino. It's the home, or one of the homes, of directed energy weapons. That's correct. Directed energy weapons, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to actually show you something on how it was used at Maui, but that's going to come in the next segment. I'm going to start this story out by telling you a bizarre personal story. It'll almost sound like Dave's totally lost his mind. Dave, check yourself in. A lot of people have near-death experiences. They come back and talk about the things they experience. People say, you need to see a psychiatrist. I'm not prepared to have people say that to me here. But the reality is I really had this happen. You're all familiar with the practice. Hey, lawn chairs. We need to look at lawn chairs this weekend. There could be a sale somewhere. And then every medium you go on, there's ads for lawn chairs, regardless if it's Walmart or Target or whatever it would be. It's all right there and it follows you. It's amazing. And when you buy it, it still follows you. So we know about targeted ads. We know AI listens to us. But I'm going to get into something really interesting here and then tie this back into directed energy weapons. I had the same experience happen 3 times. Now, if I've never talked about a product and it's popped in my head, you know, this is kind of interesting. I think maybe I want to look at that. Maybe I saw someone at the gym from a distance have a particular kind of headset when they work out. I'll just use that as an example, okay? And I look at it, don't comment, never tell anybody. And then ads immediately started showing up on my phone. This actually happened. And I'm not going to tell you the brand and all this stuff and where I was working out because I don't want to bring third parties into this. But I'm looking at it going, that's weird. I was just looking at this. I thought it was a coincidence. Well, I had a second product I looked at. And the same thing happened. And I go, okay, maybe I made a mistake on the first one. You know, I mentioned it somewhere. Okay. And now these ads start popping up. But then the second one, I know I didn't say anything. And then about 4 or 5 days later, I had the third experience along these lines. I think it, and then I see it in the ads. All right. Now, you're saying that the AI that does this, Dave, can read your mind? You need to see a psychiatrist. I understand that sentiment, but give me the courtesy of walking you through this because it's not quite as bizarre as you'd think. Let me start where we should start all knowledge, with the Bible. Jesus turned water into wine. He healed the crippled. So this I do, and you can do more. I mean, that's right from the Bible, right? Okay, so Jesus is telling us we can do these things, whether it's some kind of clairvoyance, mind reading, thought projection, psychokinesis, mind manipulating matter. By the way, Princeton did an interesting study on Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research. I've talked about that before. Great. I believe 3 decades of studies on this stuff, and some of the results were highly interesting. Okay, so I have my 3 experiences I've noted. So I'm thinking, could it actually be reading my mind, knowing what I'm thinking and then presenting me with? And I'm curious to know if any of you else have experienced this, but I took this to someone who knows about psychotronic warfare, Air Force owning the weather 2025 kind of warfare, inducing weather war storms, okay, earthquakes. And it's from the old Project HARP, but that's really outdated now. But Project HARP is Nick Begich really covered very well. 1997 in his book, Angels Don't Play This HARP, HAARP. You beam with an array of antenna electro signals up the ionosphere, and you can bring it back anywhere you want. You can move the jet stream. You can move one front into another and get a super front. You can heat the water. I published the patents on that last week, right, when Biden was saying, there's no such thing as weather weapons. And I published the patents for some of them, right? And I put that right on screen, and I read from them. Okay, so it exists. UN has a treaty against weather wars, 1977. U.S. and Russia in the 40s had a treaty about weather wars. And of course, then it was very unsophisticated. Today, there's the NEXRAD system, and that's a scale down from what I'm going to tell you about here. Ooh, it's getting cold here, being buried in snow. But directed energy weapons, directed energy technology has taken the place of Project HARP. Now, I remember in a discussion I had with Nick Begich, 2009, and he came on my show a couple times. Nick was really good, really good. One of the best researchers I ever met. And I asked him, I said, Nick, we know about Jose Delgado and frequencies. Put a certain frequency beaming at the limbic system, the emotional center of a bull's brain, and you could bullfight with this device, turn it on, and the bull breaks his charge off and calmly walks away. And then the same guy worked on epilepsy and all kinds of phenomena here health-wise, and then he was snatched up by the CIA. He went from Barcelona, Spain, when he was doing these videos that actually is on YouTube if you want to see it. And then you go to Yale for 4 years, where he did a lot of great work. And then he disappears and goes to work for the CIA. And he worked on these psychotronic weapons. And what's really interesting about this is with these psychotronic weapons, they've gone through various phases of development. There was Project HARP, Gekko in Alaska. Jesse Ventura actually went there in his show called Conspiracy Theory, 2010, I believe it was. But now we have the NEXRAD system. And one of the things I've seen demonstrated on NEXRAD, and this is online until they scrub it, frequency being emitted, see the purple light come on a map, and then you see the hurricane. Which hurricane? Oh, the one that hit North Carolina. Milton, the one that actually increased in speed and size, doubled as it went landfall, which is unheard of, traveling parallel across the Gulf, unheard of. And I published the patents for you to look at. We've already covered this. This is all part of the NEXRAD system. That's phase 2. Phase 3 is a perversion of directed energy weapons to accomplish the same thing. And what I'd asked about, Nick, is if you beam these frequencies up that can actually handle changing people's emotions. And just let me give you a simplified example. You're in a movie and you get to the scary part. And what does the music do? Dun, dun, dun. And remember Jaws? Dun, 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 dun. Right? That can evoke a reaction of fear. And then you have, you know, happy songs that just lift your mood and everything is wonderful and you feel great. Okay? That's terrific. But we're seeing the effect of frequency in the form of music on emotions. Now, I asked Nick this question. I said, based on Jose Delgado's work with the bull and later with the CIA, could you do minute mind control? And Nick said, yes. Could you do mass mind control by broadening the beam? Yes, was his answer. Now this technology has largely moved and is headquartered in the Arctic. And all, it's going to really piss a lot of people off that I'm telling you this, but it's true. It's absolutely true. And from there, Air Force owning the weather 2025 comes in, and they can induce earthquakes, they can induce hurricanes, tornadoes, cyclones, massive rainstorms, produce a drought. By the way, have you heard what's going on in the Sahara? Yeah, they're getting record rainfall. This is not an accident. This is not an accident, I promise you. Now, let's talk about implications here. Let's go back to my original premise. Without mentioning a product three times, without looking at an ad on that product three different times, okay, just thinking about it, and then all of a sudden it pops up on my phone, on my computer, just follows me around. Targeted advertising. We know they do it from a visitor. Now, here's what one of my military sources said who knows about psychotronic warfare. He really knew about Air Force owning the weather, 2025. He said, remember pilots, right? Controlling planes, okay, with their thoughts. And that was in the media for a while. Then they scrubbed it, but enough people saw it. We know it's true. Just like Oklahoma City bombing John Doe number two, right? Second suspect. We all saw that on TV, even though they scrubbed it. They scrubbed this too. And it's interesting because I was explaining this to a couple of family members. And they didn't doubt that this had happened. And I was being accurate in my reporting. But they said, what do you think is doing it? And I said, AI. Well, AI can only compress data and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da and do what it's told. And I said, au contraire, mon frère. I said AI was actually programmed in Afghanistan for robots to lead missions and change mission parameters. In other words, it could think on its own within certain parameters. And, oh, didn't know that. Well, that's 2008 where that came out. And then they talked about the ability to suppress the God gene. Okay, it's not really a gene. It's a part of the brain, but they call it the God gene. That was on YouTube for a while until it got scrubbed. And it was actually a DHS briefing. So we had official. So there's plenty of proof for this. Skunk Works kind of stuff, right? All right, now, where am I going with this? Voice-to-skull technology. Nick Begich began to look at patents that showed that you could beam thoughts into people's heads. Okay, now what I'm talking about doing with my thinking, I'm beaming my thoughts out to the world. Okay, to use Nick's line. So Nick took these patents and he constructed a device that simulated voice to skull technology. And I could project voices into your head telling you to do things. Could you get people to do it? Well, I think yes and no, but yes is part of the answer. I'll give you an example of where I think this was done. With the Batman Aurora shooting, okay, Batman Aurora, the person who was doing the shooting at the movie theater, the Batman movie, walked up to a cop and basically surrendered, didn't know what he was surrendering to. And he says, I don't remember why I was here or what I was doing. Totally gone. By the way, his father was big PSYOPs in the Air Force. And I had family members who went to high school with him. It was pretty bizarre stuff. Should have seen when I told the family members about the background. I was like, holy crap. Okay, so that's an example of what I'm talking about. Can that happen? And the answer is yes. And it comes from directed energy weapons technology, voice to skull. You can do it remotely from a far distance, or you can do it up close with a portable device. And that's a fact. So, nonetheless, so in 1997, Nick Begich went to the European Union. And to the legislators there, he did voice-to-skull technology. Now, I don't know where this law is at today, but based on Nick's work, they passed a resolution and actually a law against using voice-to-skull technology. It's kind of like in the old days when faster than our conscious perception can pick something up, but your unconscious mind can eat popcorn, drink pop. And they did that at drive-in movie theaters, and their popcorn sales went way up. And then the FCC passed a regulation against it. Well, how do you know if it's faster than conscious processing can only be perceived at the unconscious level? Okay, we're talking along those kinds of lines of technology. By the way, that happened in the 50s, what I just described. Nick did his work in 1997, and so we know voice-to-skull is real. So back to the question I asked Nick in 2009, can you broad beam to a wide population? You have the area array go up and come back down. Well, Nick said yes then. I can tell you what I've learned since then from people who know psychotronic warfare. They said everybody has a unique signature in their brain. You can beam it specifically to them and them alone, or you could do a group. And here's what I was told. When Trump had Soleimani killed, they had a record of his cognitive frequencies that were unique, and he was tracked, and he was taken out by a directed smart weapon. This technology's already been used in a violent way. Now, listen, I congratulate Donald Trump for taking that animal out. The world's a better place without him. What protects you from it, I believe, and this is the belief of people I'm talking to, the leader of Iran, they can't get. They've gotten some of his top people, but they say he's going into a bunker. It's the best in the world. It's probably not the best in the world, but what it probably does have is an EMP shield and blocks the frequency. And maybe it's not EMP block, but it's a frequency block that keeps the weapon from penetrating in. Okay, so, and we've even dropped the best bunker busters around him, and I'm not sure how they're avoiding that. But nonetheless, what I'm telling you is this technology is real. I'll give you another example. I knew a lady. She used to come to some of the speaking events I was at, and eventually we were introduced. Very nice person, very intelligent. She'd been married to a big-time mucky muck, and I'm not going to be more specific because I'm not giving away her identity. Well, she divorced him for good reasons, and she began to have these horrible burns appear on her body. Today, we call this targeted individuals. She actually showed me one. It was an event with a good friend of mine I'm sponsoring, and I was speaking. And she came up and said, yeah, Dave, I want to show you something. We walked over to a table away from the crowd, and she rolled up her sleeve, and she showed me the burns. And she goes, they're here. And they often, sometimes even are inside my clothing, and the clothing isn't touched. And she works with targeted individuals. They're called TIs. This is real. When I first heard this, I go, that's odd. I don't think that could possibly be true. Okay, now back to my original premise. As we're doing a hiding in plain sight type of broadcast, right? Did AI read my mind? Well, my two family members didn't think so. AI can't do that. They're not that far. Well, okay, there's something called technological lag. The Army developed the internet over 30 years before it was released. They did it as a counter type of move for communication in case of a nuclear attack, and the EMP blast would take out regular communications, and they shielded the lines. Okay, so microwaves, almost 40 years ahead of when it was released to the public. Television, 1929, the first experiment, actually done by Tesla. and was not released to the public until the early 50s. Technological lag is usually 25 to about 50 years. That's the range. It could even be more than that with more exotic weapons. When my dad worked with the captured German scientists, you know what he told me? He said, my estimation was that their theoretical physics, that in 1959, they were 300 years ahead of us. Technological lag. Why do you think they put Wernher von Braun, a Nazi who launched two-stage rockets against the people of London and killed hundreds, if not thousands, of people in London? And rather than trying him as a war criminal and handing him off to the Mossad, what'd they do? They put him in charge of NASA. Okay. All right. And let me give you something else. Some of this stuff works on the principle of quantum mechanics, quantum theory. You don't have to always bounce this off the ionosphere to get an effect. Now, that's typical for weather. But there's also something called quantum entanglement. And this is fairly old in its application. I remember going to a conference. Physics is my hobby, so sometimes I'd get myself, yeah, I'm a professor. I'd like to come to your conference. I didn't tell them I was not a professor of physics. And I'd get invited to these really high-level conferences. And I remember having a discussion with this lady who was a PhD at Arizona State University, and we talked about quantum entanglement. Now, imagine this is a dish, and imagine this is a dish. But one time they were one dish, and they had a bunch of Petri cells in there. Now you separate the dish, move them 500 yards apart, electrify the one dish. What happens to the other? They react as if they're having the same effect with the cells they were once a part of. And then they moved it further and further and further. And what they concluded was this, is that there's nowhere you can go on the planet and theoretically in space to where you don't have this quantum entanglement. This principle is responsible for lightning fast communication. Now, if we apply the brain manipulation part, you don't know if it's your thoughts or someone else's, but that person's really evil. Kill them, kill them. And you might think it's your little voice talking to you. Could you program assassins this way? Could you manipulate it? The answer, from what I've learned, is absolutely. This is the ultimate MK Ultra Manchurian Candidate kind of weapon system. So DOs just aren't beams that come out of the sky and destroy things or knock down missiles incoming, like into Israel. But they're also psychotronic in that they can manipulate feelings, emotions, logic, thinking processes, and physical health. It's interesting. So back to my premise. Can they read minds? I don't know. I couldn't give you good quantifiable data, except I'll tell you this. At one time, in documents that were out there, as well as video, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. It's all part of the same system for targeted individuals, mind-controlled individuals, directed energy weapons, voice to skull. It's all part of the same thing. Harari, I had Clay Clark on my show, oh gosh, this is a little over a year ago. And Clay came and he played a tape of Harari. And he said, free will is a thing of the past. And soon we'll be able to control your very thoughts. It was a quote from Harari. He was saying it. Clay got a clip of it and he brought it on my show and we played that. And you go, wow, that's amazing. It is amazing. So back to, did I have a clairvoyant or actually someone taking my thoughts and responded to it, probably AI? I think it's entirely possible. I can't say here in a court of law I could absolutely prove this, but I think circumstantially, given all the other technology that we know exists and what we know from publications that got scrubbed, I would say I think I experienced that. So maybe I should be committed, and it's crazy to think that, but I sure have some collaborative data that says that we should consider this. And I think we're into a part of human development that's interesting to look at. Someone asked me once when I talked about voice-to-skull technology, and I was being interviewed on it after I had become familiar with Nick and his patents and so forth. And they said, "Dave, do you think we're evolving into it or evolving out of it?" And I said, "I think we're evolving into it." So I have no way idea if our ancient ancestors had this ability and we lost it because of speech and more three-dimensional thinking, because we're talking about fifth-dimensional attributes. And if you know quantum physics and all the time and space and so forth, all happens at the same time in the fifth dimension. So I say fifth-dimensional attributes. I think it could be related to that. But I'm going to tell you this, at the end of the day, at the end of the very solid day that we're looking at here today, does this technology exist? I'm afraid it does. And I'm afraid it's going to be unleashed on humanity. And the weather weapons has already been released. Tropical depressions are occurring in the Atlantic right now that are going to bring hurricanes to Florida. Projection hasn't happened, but they're talking about, hey, warning signs. If you want to believe in coincidences that 25 disaster counties in North Carolina and 23 of them are GOP and they overlay lithium deposits and that the fires in Montana, yeah, lithium deposits, yeah, same thing. Same company owns the mining rights in both areas. And I know it's just one big coincidence. Or is it? We live in truly amazing times. And if we would use this, every time we have great inventions, we use it for aggression. If we use this to help people, to benefit society, this would be truly amazing. And I got to believe there's advanced healing connected to this. Einstein once said, the future of all medicine will be frequency based. And I believe rather than cut it out, burn it out, or poison it, which are the three things that we do to disease organisms, we're symptom oriented. What if we could attack the root cause on the frequency level? It's got a frequency, and we destroy that frequency, and the cells no longer divide. See, the possibilities are infinitesimal. They truly are. But if RFK Jr. is right, and he's right, that we're being kept sick by an unhealthy food supply and all the other things going into our water and so forth, and it produces a permanent group of customers with childhood chronic disorders at record levels, and who's the beneficiary? Big Pharma is making a hell of a lot of money on our shortened lifespans. And here in America, where we spend 10 times more than the next 10 nations combined on healthcare, we have the best technology in healthcare. But the reality is this, is that we are way down in lifespan. We're 1 year behind Cuba. Our lifespan since the advent of COVID, and this is more vaccine related than COVID related, but the truth is our lifespan went from 79 to 76 raw figures in America. These are rounded numbers, but they're accurate. We lost 3 years off our lifespan. Think that's an accident too? We live in really interesting times, and I want you to be aware of the possibility. Have any of you, to conclude this, have any of you experienced what I experienced with regard to, I never verbalized it. I didn't watch an ad. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And yet, because I thought it, these things are following me on advertisements. Have any of you experienced the same thing? And you go, that's odd. Just out of curiosity. Hey, share this. Okay. Hiding in plain sight show. And pretty soon, I think these weapons won't be hiding in plain sight. I think it'll be for everyone to see. Scary, scary time.